All right, if you have your Bible tonight, turn to Matthew chapter 16. Amen. Matthew chapter 16. I'll start reading tonight at verse 13. The Bible says this. It said, "When Jesus came on the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, 'Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?' And they said, 'Some say that thou art John the Baptist, and some Elias, and others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets.' And he saith unto them, 'But whom say ye that I am?' And Simon Peter answered and said, 'Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God.' And Jesus answered and said unto him, 'Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever things thou shalt bind on earth, shalt loose on earth, shall be loosed in heaven." We can see tonight in the Word of God, we can see God speaking. He said, who am I? God, praise God. Listen, I want to say that's what we ought to ask ourselves. Who is God in our hearts tonight? Amen. He is God. The Lord Jesus Christ, He is our Savior. He is that price of sin that was paid. Through Him we might be saved. Praise God. And I'm glad He come to where I was. Amen. Just like He come to the coast of Caesarea Philippi. It was the farthest point in the realm of the Jew. And He come to there, praise God, just like He come for further this place from portals of glory down to heaven, down from heaven down to earth. Amen. He come from there to here for you and for me. Praise God that through Him we might be saved. And I'm glad for a saving power of an awesome God. I'm glad for the saving power, the healing power, the curing power. Amen. Praise God of a holy and a righteous God this evening. Amen. Praise God. He begins to speak here to the disciples. And he begins to ask them, he asks them the question, "Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, that I, the Son of Man, am?" And they say that he was a great man, a great person in every essence of whatever word that they ask, every word it's mentioned, that Jesus Christ is a great man, a great person, a great someone. But so he asked Simon Peter, answered and said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." Amen. Praise God. I'm glad for that. I'm glad that that's who He is. Praise God. Nobody can take that away from Him. Jesus Christ is and was and He always will be the precious Lamb of God, the Son of God. Amen. But we see as we dig into this and we look, the Bible's talking about something that's going to take place. I want to preach for this just a minute tonight, if God will be my help. And you pray real hard while we try to do this on the purpose of the church. The purpose of the church. Why did God establish? What was God doing? This is the first time that He would mention the church, the cliche, the calling out, or the calling out, called out ones. God Almighty was a calling out. Amen. He was calling out. What is the church tonight? The church is the body of Christ. Amen. Praise God. He's the head. Hey, glory to God. And you and I are His body. Amen. Glory to God. That ought to make you want to get up and shout. Praise God. God felt you. He counted you worthy. Amen. That you might be a part of His body. Glory to God. I'm glad for that tonight. I'm glad that God come to me and allowed me, called me out to be a part of the body of Christ. Glory be to God. I'm glad that we're all brothers and sisters in Christ. I'm glad God put us in something that so jointly fits together. Amen. Glory to God. And we can come together, one mind, one accord, worship Him and magnify Him, lifting up His name for all that He's done for us and all that He will do. Amen. But as we see this, the Bible says in verse 18, He said, "I say also unto thee," talking to Peter, "that thou art Peter." And now what he says, he said, "Peter, you're just a little rock." Amen. And now I know the Catholic Church and a lot of people say, well, Peter, Peter was the first pope. He was the first leader. I want to say that could be no further truth, because when the church began to organize in Jerusalem, the first pastor of the First Baptist Church, praise God. You say you believe it's a Baptist church. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. First Baptist Church in Jerusalem was a man by the name of James, the brother of Jesus. Amen. When his brother got crucified and he seen the goodness of this good man and saw him rise from the dead, praise God, the Holy Ghost of God began to move on James, and he began to preach his glory be to God, his brother, in more ways than one. Praise God, is the Lord Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. But if the Lord speaks to Peter here, he said, you're a little rock. Amen. Praise God. I'm glad tonight, church, we're just little rocks. Amen. Glory to God. You and I, praise God, we're not the rock, but we're every one little rocks. What does that mean to me? What does it mean to you? It means that we have some substance about us, praise God. We have an endurance about us. We don't break up real easy. Glory to God. I know the devil tonight would like to break us up. The devil would like to tear us down. But praise be to God, I'm glad when God put this thing together and he designed to build his church, he built it with rocks. Praise God, it'd be hard enough to stand the test, praise God, and the duration of this life that we live for the glory of God.
Amen.
Amen. He's a hardness in us, praise God. Amen, praise God. But I'm glad he don't give us a stony heart. Amen. Praise. He gives us a solidness enough that we, praise God, be something that we could build upon a stone. Amen. Do you know the best thing to lay upon a stone if you're building? The best thing to lay upon a stone is another stone. Amen. You can try to put all kind of foreign materials on a stone and lay it, and they got some pretty good glues and things today that'll hold it there for a while. But the best thing that you can lay on a stone is another stone. Amen. Praise God. So we see this here. He said, Peter, thou art a rock, a little rock. Praise God. And upon this rock, he said, I will build my church. Amen. I want to say Peter was a little rock, but praise God, they was a bigger rock. They was the rock, praise God, that the church would be built on, would be established on, even for the glory of God. Now, as we look and see this tonight, the Bible doesn't, I noticed something about this. The Bible doesn't give us a lot of explanation. Amen. It don't tell us the how it'll be built. It don't tell us the when it'll be built. It don't tell us what substance the church will have when it is built. Amen. It just doesn't. It doesn't tell us what the position of church will be. It doesn't tell us what the relationship of the church will be. Amen. You'd think the Lord would elaborate it here a little bit on that. Amen. But he gave them some time and opportunity, praise God, to just meditate upon what he was going to build. Amen. Praise God. Because it's going to be bigger than they was. If he would have told them everything that the church would be, it would have blown their mind. Amen. Praise God. He didn't meditate upon the things. He didn't explain the position, the relationship. He didn't explain the privilege that the church would have. Amen. Tonight we have a privilege to worship God in spirit and truth. We have a privilege of knowing the Lord Jesus Christ and the free pardon of sin. Praise God. It's not a coincidence. It's not just some kind of passing thing. But praise God, it's a privilege to know the Lord Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. It's a privilege, praise God, to be able to call him our God, our King, our Lord of Lords. Amen. Praise God, it's a privilege to know him. Amen. Amen. He never elaborated on the duties of the church. He didn't elaborate on what. He never explained. There's no explanation about what we'd have to do, what we would be trying to accomplish. Amen. Praise the Lord. He didn't realize what the church was going to be entailed to do. He didn't realize it. He never explained here. He said, hey, listen. He said, just upon Peter, upon your rock, upon your faith, praise God, I'm going to establish a church. He said, I'll build my church. It'll be my church. Amen. Glory to God. I'm glad it is. I'm glad it's his church. I'm glad it ain't mine. If it's mine, I'd mess it up. But I'm glad there's a God of heaven and he gave us a church. Praise God. It's his church. It was established by him and for him, for his glory.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. I'm glad it's that way, ain't you? Bless His holy name. So we see the church established, praise God. We see it without a whole lot of explanation. It would be explained later on. Amen. God would begin to explain this thing to us, praise God, when it come to that time. But He talks about this thing, and he talks about a living organism that God would create that would become the church. Amen. Do you know we're not an organization? We're an organism. But having said that, we are an organism of God. But we are an organization for His glory. Amen. What are you saying, Pastor Jeff? I'm saying we're an organism, praise God, with organization. I'm glad we're organized. Hey, Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 14 that we're supposed to do things decent and in order. Amen. I'm glad we got an order and a focus and a plan, praise God. And that plan is to come together to worship the Lord in spirit and truth without any little U's or big I's, praise God. It's about the Lord Jesus Christ and Him lifted up and magnified for His glory. Amen. Amen. For all the magnificent things that He's done for us. Amen. But the Bible tells us here that Peter is the little rock. Amen. And that Jesus is the rock. He's that chief cornerstone, praise God. He's that building rock that we build upon. You know what's wrong with the world today? We've got churches and denominations that's building upon something else. If you build upon anything else, praise God, you're building upon shifting sand. Amen. Praise God, it'll have no foundation. There'll be no assurity to it. But when we build upon Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, we begin to build, praise God, and we become those living stones on that foundation stone. Amen. The Bible teaches us tonight, praise God, that all God's people are living stones. Yeah, preacher, I never knew a stone could be alive, praise God, but you can. Peter tells us, okay, look at 1 Peter chapter number 2. 1 Peter chapter number 2. Amen. 1 Peter chapter number 2, verse number 4. He says, to whom coming as unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious. Amen. Talking about our Lord and our Savior. But watch this. He said, ye, verse 5, he said, ye also as lively stones are built upon a spiritual house and holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifice acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Amen. He said, wherefore also it is contained in the scripture, behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect and precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be confounded. Amen. That word confounded means not to be mixed up or in disorder. Praise God. God said, I sent my son. He said, he's that cornerstone, that chief stone, that precious stone. And he says, he comes to be the stability that you have and you need in your life. Praise God. And he'll put a order in your life. Praise God. Put a foundation in your life that you can build upon all the days of your life. That you're a living, a lively stone. Praise God for the glory of God. Not cold, dead something, but praise God, a lively, living stone. Praise the Lord. He said he's precious. Amen. Glory to God. Chief cornerstone for God's glory. Bless his holy name. It's the church that God's a building. Amen. He's building it for himself. Praise God. The church is built upon the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We're trying to build, I said a minute ago, a place is trying to build upon everything else. And now we're living a day and era. They're trying to build on games and gimmicks. Amen. Yeah. Hey, what we can do, the entertainment we can have to get them in. Amen. You might get them in with some entertainment. You might get them in with a hot dog. Praise God. Somebody will take them out with a hamburger. Amen. But praise God, I'm glad you get in, praise God, because of the love of the Lord Jesus Christ in your heart, because you've been born again by the marvelous grace of God. Praise the Lord, you'll get in, praise God, and stay in. Amen. Amen. Praise God, you'll get in there and want something that you'll want to get in. Amen. Praise God. Brother Charles Rogers said the worst thing he ever done was chase church people. He said, I spent half my time chasing my church people. So they ought to have been there. They ought to have had a desire. He said, I couldn't win souls because I haven't chased church people, trying to round them up and get them back to church. Amen. They wanting to go off and to chase after the world. He said, I'd have to go out there and compel them to come in. Amen. Praise God. I thank God. I got a desire in my heart. Everyone have a desire in their heart for the things of God. Praise God. The purpose of the church is to come together for the glory of the Lord. Amen. He goes on in verse 7 of 1 Peter chapter 2, and he says this, he said, unto you therefore, which believe, he is precious, but unto them which would be disobedient, the stone which the builders disallowed, the same is made the head of the corner, and a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense, even to them which stumble at the word, being disobedient, whereunto also they were appointed, praise God. But he said, I didn't choose you for that. He goes to verse 9 and said, but ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have attained mercy. Praise God. The mercy of God's been extended to us. Praise the Lord. He scooped us up, swooped in and took us up. Praise God. Put us on a foundation. Our Lord Jesus Christ at cornerstone, at building stone. Praise God. And he might be a rock of offense to a lost and a dying world. Praise God. A stone of stumbling to those that would deny and reject him. But I'm glad, praise God, that he's a firm foundation to those that'll believe. Amen. Makes the difference because the church was built upon that rock. First Corinthians chapter number 3. The Bible says this in verse number 11. He says, for other foundation can no man lay than that is laid. Amen. It's saying that it's already been done. Amen. It's showing it as past tense. It's showing it, Brother Blinn, as a finished work. It's not a work that has to be done again and again. Because, hey, glory be to God, there was no mistake in it. It was done, praise God, with accuracy. It was done with purpose. It was done with precision. Amen. If God would get the glory from the foundation of the world, he laid a foundation of Christ for the church to build upon.
Amen.
Amen. Thanks be to God. Amen. For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Amen. There's only one foundation. Amen. Glory be to God, and it's the Lord Jesus Christ. Hey, listen, you young people, you start to build your life, you start to build your home, you start to build your family, your career, you build it upon the Lord Jesus Christ, that chief cornerstone, that foundation stone. Praise God, and God will make you prosperous. He'll be with you, he'll watch you, he'll help you. Praise God, you can build on it, and I guarantee you by the authority of God's word, praise God, it'll be a stable establishment. Amen. Praise God. If we build upon anything else, praise God. The Bible says that he said, now if any man build upon this foundation, gold, silver, precious stone, wood, hay, stubble, every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. If any man's work abide which he hath built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss. But he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. I want to say, praise God, when the purifying fires of God begin to deal with my heart, praise God, when I get stand before the Lord, I don't want everything that I've done for him to burn up, praise God, Brother Bill. I want them to be something where he can say, enter in, thou good and faithful servant, into the presence of the Lord. Praise God, I want to take something in with me for his glory. Amen. It's not about me. Amen. I don't care if he sees me or not, but I want him to see how much I love him, how much I care for him. Praise God. What I'm willing to do for him. Praise God. He said, know ye not, verse 16, that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you. Amen. Do you know that this evening? Do you know that God, that you're the temple of God, whose temple you are? And the Spirit of God dwells in you. That means he lives in you. Amen. That old proverbial, he kicks off his shoes, praise God, and sets up housekeeping. Amen. He's there with you in the morning. He's there with you in the afternoon. He's there with you in the evening. He's there with you at nighttime. Amen. When you go to pillow your head, he's there with you when the young'uns are sick. He's there with you when you're going through adversity. He's there with you, praise God, when you need lifting up. He's there, praise God, to encourage you when you're feeling down. He's there with you, praise God, every every step of the way, every day. He's there to show you His love. He's there to be that that stone of the Spirit of God, praise God, that moves upon your life and puts you in a position where you can realize that God Almighty's a real, because the Spirit of God dwelling in you. Amen. It's there. Praise God. Amen. Knowing that you are a temple of God, that Spirit of God dwelleth in you. If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy. For the temple of God is holy, which temple ye are. Amen. Praise God. You know what we got? You know what we got to be sure of, though? We got to be sure that the temple of God is built upon the foundation of God. Amen. We can't go running out somewhere else and build on some kind of foundation and expect to stand true. Amen. We've got to build upon the foundation of the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God. Doing the things that's pleasing Him, doing the things, being filled with His Spirit, knowing that we're, knowing in the direction that God would have us to go. Praise God. Because it's a spiritual temple that we're building. Building upon a spiritual temple. Look at Ephesians chapter 2. We got to this, almost to this morning. Amen. Ephesians chapter number 2. In verse 19, the Bible says this. He said, "Now therefore ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints of the household of God, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, Jesus Christ Himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building fitly framed together groweth unto an holy temple in the Lord, in whom ye also are builded together for an habitation of God through the Spirit." Amen. Now, if you can picture this, glory to God, you are the temple of God, built upon the foundation of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Framed together, praise God, for His glory. It groweth up into an holy temple. So you're not only a temple, but praise God, God said, "I'll make you into a holy temple." A temple of resonance, of the presence of God. A temple of God, praise God, where God's presence is real. A place where God would dwell. Amen. Praise God. And He said, "The temple, Lord, in whom you also are builded together for an habitation of God through the Spirit." So not only are we built upon that foundation, the temple of God, a holy temple, a set aside temple, a peculiar temple, praise God, but it's a place where God will come and dwell. Amen. Praise God. Where God will come and dwell. I ask you a question. In your soul, praise God, your temple is the Holy Spirit. Does God come and dwell in you? Amen. I'm not talking about just the Holy Spirit touching you. Amen. But the Holy God, Jehovah, praise God, moving into your life, praise God, and just snuggling up to you every now and then, praise God, and just showing you that He loves you. I don't know about you, praise God. He does me quite often. Amen. And I like it, praise God. I like it. He said, God, the Bible teaches here, because we are those living stones they talked about in 1 Peter. Praise God. Because of the being living stones, He said, we're built into a spiritual temple, a place where God Almighty comes along through the Holy Ghost of God, and He takes up His abode. Amen. Amen. Hey, listen, don't let the devil deceive you. He is a great deceiver. Amen. He is a great deceiver. He'd like to tell you God don't care nothing about you. Hey man, if God loves you enough to set His temple, make you the temple of God, a temple where the Holy Ghost of God, praise God, that God takes up His habitation, where God will come to live. Amen. Brother Rex, it's big when we think about the Holy Spirit of God coming into us and living in us. Amen. The Spirit of God, the third person of the Trinity. Amen. But when you talk about God Almighty Himself habitating our temple, praise God, when we get it cleaned up, when we get it fixed up right, praise God, the purpose of the church, praise God, is to be that would be a habitation of God. Amen. So what are we saying? The purpose of the church is to be the habitation of the Holy Ghost, which is the brings in the and makes us to become the habitation of God, where God Almighty dwells, so that when people look, amen, not on the outside, praise God, but on the inside, and they see what we are on the inside and what God's doing is on the inside. You say, how will they ever see that, Pastor Jeff? Because, praise God, it'll ooze out on you. It'll come out on you, and they'll see, praise God, the Lord God Almighty that lives in our hearts. Yeah. Amen. They'll see it, and they'll recognize that there's something in us. Now, what we're seeing in the world today is a bunch of demon possession. Amen. You say, preacher, I wouldn't say that. I will. I know you wouldn't, but I will. There's a whole lot of people. I say it again. There's a whole lot of people out of here that's full of the devil. They've been turned over to a reprobate mind to do those things that's reprehensible in the sight of God. They done went further than they ought to ever went, praise God. And they kept pulling and a jerk and said, God, let us go. And God has. And they're headed down a river with no way to come back. He said, preacher, those people can't be saved. They can be saved. But in order to be saved, you've got to turn to God. And they're not, they're hard-necked, they're stiff-necked and hard-headed. They'll not look back and they'll not be saved. Amen. But God Almighty is able to move through His saints, through His people. Praise God, we got to get them before they ever get to that point so that God Almighty can save them, praise God, from that wrath to come. Amen. God's able. More than able, praise God. But we got to get them before they get there. Amen. Praise God. We don't want them to go too far. I believe there's a whole lot of folks in this world that's gone too far. Amen. You look at some of these people in doing this rioting and this looting and stuff in these cities, and you just look at them, you can see the devil in them.
Amen.
Amen. You can see the devil all over them. And we're starting to see it here in Asheville. They're starting to paint graffiti all over the place. Amen. It's just wickedness. It's of the devil. It's signage of the devil. The devil's putting his mark on Asheville, North Carolina, where it used to be the Bible Belt of the South. Praise God. It used to be the belt, buckle the belt. But glory be God, we've turned our back on God and we've allowed things to infiltrate our homes and our lives and our churches, and we've let the devil come in, and he's having a reign today. He's having his right of way on the hearts and minds of our people, and it's time to take our churches back. It's time to fulfill the purpose that God put the church here to fulfill in lifting up the name of Jesus so that sinners can see and be saved.
Amen.
Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. Amen. Not just a few here and there, but all men. He said, preacher, how do we do that? Lift up the name of Jesus. It ain't hard. You say, glory be to God. I thank God for my salvation. Thank God for Lord Jesus Christ. Thank the Lord for saving me. Amen. Every opportunity we get, you'll get opportunities if you look for them. Amen. The purpose of church is to be a witness, Lord Jesus Christ, that we open, praise God, we'd open up and see, praise God, the power of God in heaven. Amen. If we just look for it. Bible teaches us here that we're built upon that foundation. We're built as a spiritual temple, praise God. God holds the keys in heaven, praise to it all. Read you're hearing this morning, Revelation chapter 1, verse 18. He said that he was alive, but he's dead, but he's alive forevermore. Amen. And praise God, said he's got the keys to death, hell, and the grave, praise God. He's got them. He has control of it, praise the Lord. But he told Peter, he said, hey, I'm going to give you some keys. Amen. He told Peter here in verse 19, I read, and you're here in Matthew chapter 16:19. He said, I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Amen. Now, he didn't give Peter the keys to heaven. Amen. You know who's got them? Jesus. Amen. Jesus has the keys to heaven. But he said, Peter, he said, I'll give thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Praise God. And whatsoever they shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Amen. Whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in earth and in heaven. He said, praise God. He said, I'm going to give you the keys. I'm going to give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. What is that? That's that earthly kingdom. Praise God. He had told them he wanted to set up. He come to set up. But they denied and rejected our Savior. Praise God. And the same thing the world's doing today. They're denying and rejecting our Savior. Amen. Hey, they ain't denying and rejecting me. They ain't denying and rejecting you. They're denying and rejecting Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. God Almighty said, I preached the other night over in 1 Samuel. He said, when they was wanting a king. And he said, hey, listen, so they want a king. And the God told Samuel, he said, listen, they're not rejecting you, Samuel. He said, they're rejecting me. Amen. What the world's doing today, they're rejecting Lord Jesus Christ and that free pardon of sin. Amen. They're rejecting Lord Jesus Christ. But God Almighty told Peter, he said, I'm going to make you, I'm going to give you keys to the kingdom of heaven. He said, I'm going to allow you to preach the gospel of Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. I'm going to allow you to the privilege of opening doors. Amen. What did Peter do with those keys? Praise God. After the Pentecost, after Acts chapter 2, praise God, Peter went to opening doors. Amen. Glory be to God. He went to open the doors. He went to throwing them open. Amen. For the glory of God. People began to come in. People began to get help. People began to get saved. In Acts chapter 14, the Bible says this. Amen. In verse 27. And said, when they were come together and had gathered the church together. Now watch this. They rehearsed all that God had done with them and how he had opened the door of faith unto the Gentile. Who did they use to do that? They used Peter. Praise God. He said, I'm going to give you keys. He said, I'm going to let you open the doors. And Peter took his faith and God in his heart and his mind, praise God, and he stepped out after Pentecost when the Holy Ghost come upon him and he began to reach out and he began to open doors, praise God, so that the Holy Ghost of God could get in. I mean, I'm talking about the doors of old cold and desperate hearts, of cold men, of hard men and women who had rejected and turned their back on the Messiah God. But he began to open the doors and the kingdom of heaven, praise God, that folks might get in, even to the saving of the Gentiles, praise God, those dogs of the world. Amen. Ain't you glad he opened the door? Amen. Amen. Praise God. Peter there was on the roof, and a sheet come down with all these things on it. And the Bible tells us the Lord told him, said, Peter, rise, kill and eat. He said, Lord, no. He said, I can't. Just paraphrasing here, he said, I've never touched anything as common and unclean. Amen. Praise God. God looked down through eternity of time and he saw an old Gentile dog and old Gentile people, a God rejecting demon worshiping people. And he looked down upon him. He said, listen, he said, don't call anything common or unclean. He said, because I am God and I'm able. Praise God. That's why we can't give up on these people. If they ain't been turned over to a reprobate mind already, we need to pray. Pray. We need to seek God's face on their behalf that they might be saved before it's too late. That we might take our cities back and our families back and our homes back and our churches back. Praise God for His glory. Amen. The purpose of the church, praise God, is going to highways and the hedges and compel them to come in that His house might be full. Amen. Can you imagine? I thought about this evening. I said, well, could you imagine if these folks that's running around tearing and looting and doing all this crazy stuff, if they put that much energy and enthusiasm into serving the Lord? Wow. Amen. Praise God, the whole world will be saved. Amen. If they would just take this energy and focus it. He told Peter, he said, hey, listen, I'm going to give you keys that you can open the door, praise God. And Peter took those keys and he began to open the doors. You know what the purpose of the church tonight is, church? It's to open the doors. Amen. It's to take the keys to the Word of God and the precious words of truth in our faith and just begin to open doors. Open the doors of people's heart. Open the doors of people's life. Open the doors of the families, praise God, so that they can see the marvelous grace of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ so that they might be compelled to come in. Amen. You know, they're not going to come in of their own accord. Amen. They're going to have to be compelled to come in. The Bible says go in the highways, hedges, and compel them to come in. You know what that word compelled in the Greek means? Brother Bill, amen. It means whatever it takes to get them in. Amen. Whatever it takes. What's it going to take? What's it going to take to get our folks saved? What's it going to take for the church to be preeminent God in the work of God again? Amen. It's going to take people with a focus. Amen. Like a laser beam. Amen. Put that laser beam on there, boy, and you sight it in, and it's dead on target. It'll come to a place, praise God, when there'll be no more transgression in the lives, hearts and the lives of men. Amen. There'll be no more missing the mark. It'll be when people, praise God, Brother Miles, they bear down and they start hitting the target every time. And God Almighty begin to start getting the glory and the honor and the praise. And people begin to realize how great and mighty He is. Amen. How little we are. Amen. How little I am. But how great and mighty He is. He's the great God of heaven, praise God. And God purposed in His heart for the church. He purposed that the church would go into highways and hedges. That God would give the keys, that we'd begin to open the doors. Amen. He's talking to Peter about the kingdom of heaven. Now he's talking to Jew. Now, that was what the Jew was supposed to have, a kingdom of heaven. Amen. Heaven is supposed to, praise God, the goodness of heaven is supposed to come down to where they was. But they denied and rejected the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. So God had to postpone that. He had to put that off for a while. But there's coming a day when Jesus is coming to rule and reign. Amen. Praise God. Right here on this little old speck of dust called the earth. Amen. A place where He come and He chose, purposed in His heart to put His perfect creation, His best creation, not perfect. It was in the beginning. Amen. It was perfect. Amen. Praise God. But till sin found its way into the garden. You know, if sin finds its way into the garden, sin will find a way into our lives. But the purpose of the church, praise God, is to weed it out. I was doing the garden last night. I took Mother and we was working the garden. And while her and Teresa was scratching and digging around and planting her okra, I took the tiller and I was going down the rows and digging them rows up. And I noticed that when I got all the rows done, in the corn and the beans, and those weeds is beginning to grow. And have you ever noticed that the weeds and the corn can be in the same row side by side and the weeds will outgrow the corn? If you leave them together, the weeds will grow up and they'll choke out the corn. They'll choke out that good stuff. Amen? So the Lord said the purpose of the church is to weed out, amen, that bad stuff. Amen. And show them the right way. And teach them, instruct them in the truths of God. So all the bad stuff is gone and all that's left to be those good things. That's the way it was in the garden. Till devil raised his old ugly head up and he says, "Hath God said?" I think we were talking about this earlier. He said, that's all he did. He tried to cause doubt. If he can make you doubt, he can take your eyes off the prize. Amen. But praise God that we can't doubt. We can't. God has said, and what God says stands. But the devil has said, hath God said? And men took their eyes off of God for just a moment, for thought, for just a second in time. And God and the old devil moved in and took the glory from God for just a thought. And man sinned. Amen. Fell from where God had him be. But God Almighty has made a purpose. He purposed in His heart that through the church, the body of born-again believers, amen, those like me and you who trust Lord Jesus Christ, that we would come along and we would tell them the truth. We would witness to these folks what they might be. We come together like Peter's talking about here in Acts 14. We gather together, praise God, and begin to open the doors so that they can come in and they can get that little peek of glory. Praise God. Every time we open a Bible, every time we look at the Word, praise God, we get a little peek of glory. And he said it ought to be our heart's desire. Amen. It ought to be our heart's desire to open a door. Amen. If it's just a little bit every day till they can finally see the glory of God. Amen. Praise. Sometimes that's what it takes. Just a little, that persistence, that opening the door, just a little. The purpose of the church was to open the doors. God gave us a key. He said, "Preacher, what's the key?" The precious Word of God, this old King James Bible. Amen. Take the precious truths of it and begin to open the door to show them the love of God. You know how we do that? When we've got it ourselves. When we've got the love of God in our hearts, then we can spread it abroad to those that's lost in this world. Amen. Open the door for them a little at a time. You know, sometimes if you throw it wide open, it scares them to death. Have you ever done that? Amen. You come on a little too strong, a little too aggressive, and they run from you. But you know what? If you just do it with love, amen, a little at a time, you just use that key, just open the door, And just pull it open just a little bit and look in there. Let them see who He is, and let them know that He loves them. Amen. That He loves them. That He's that rock. He's that foundation. He's that firm place. If they'll just come build on that, praise God, everything will be all right. Praise His holy name. That foundation of the Lord Jesus Christ.